Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So listen, let me just tell you, I had the triple dipper today. We spent the first biggest part of our show on vaccine madness. That was number one on the triple dipper. Number two, Bidenomics. And I gave you the human factor. I felt like it was important, and Charlene had pointed it out to me. It was so real when you read the comments about people saying, here's what that is doing to me. The inflation, the supply chain disruptions, the difficulties with finding the usual necessities, things you're used to having in your cupboard or gifts you want to give for Christmas. The last one of the triple dipper is this, taxation. You've heard the phrase taxation without representation. How about this? Taxation without justification. That's where we're at right now. So I've got a situation here where the story's changing. I mean, I prepared. That's how fast live radio goes. All right. So one of the things that I'm going to cover here is the fact that, you know, I talked about briefly yesterday that the Biden administration is talking about taxing what they call unrealized capital gains. You know what that means? Money you don't have yet. They're going to tax you on money you don't have yet. How is this copper going at clip two ready, if you would, please? Let me know when you got it ready. How do you look at the fact that they're doing these things? They're raising taxes. The cost of fuel prices are going up. Heating your home in the winter is going to cost more. And let me tell you, I'm going to break down for you in a minute the other taxes that are built in. But one of the things that has changed is just in the last hour. When did the show, this got posted? When did it get posted? Yeah, in the last hour. Fox Business reporting that the major tax they were talking about in order to fund the spending spree that Democrats want, that some Democrats want, that Biden wants badly. It's part of his big agenda. He wants it badly. The billionaire's tax, they call it, which I played you a clip yesterday, which if we get time, I'll play it again today, literally is, I think, smoke and mirrors. They're calling it a billionaire. It's a billionaire's tax. It's just the billionaires. Yeah, right. Well, Nancy Pelosi says even the billionaires don't have enough money for all they want to do, and they may have to make some other plans. I'll tell you about that in a moment. So to do so, they're going to start doing this thing called taxing unrealized capital gains, which means if you've got equity, if you've got value, they're looking at going after it. Even if you haven't sold the property that has appraised in higher value. Well, the news changed just a little while ago in the last hour. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal, breaking news here, indicated Wednesday that the tax proposal on targeting billionaires is going to be dropped from consideration in President Biden's spending bill. That was not known until about an hour ago. They introduced it earlier Wednesday by the Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden out of Oregon. The proposal would implement an annual tax on people with at least $1 billion in assets. Well, that appears to be dead. And one of the reasons, again, Joe Manchin. Neal reports that Senator Joe Manchin is opposed to the proposal and decried that other lawmakers have yet to even review the plan in detail. Yeah, good on you, Senator Manchin. Thank you very much. And I agree with this. Some say, but why? They're so rich, they can just pay their fair share. You have no idea how much they already pay. But secondly, if you begin to categorize people into we're going after you because you dare to be rich, all you're saying is go live the American dream. And by the way, not all of them are trust fund babies. They're not like sitting out there just, you know, just using mama's credit card. No, it's not like that. I got a clip here that I'm not even going to get to today, probably. A billionaire Jeff Green, who used to park cars for a living, and now he's a billionaire because he's just invested and worked and built a business, and they're basically punishing the wealthy. Well, that appears to be dead, breaking news right here on the show. And what that also does, too, is it puts the entire spending spree bill in jeopardy because they're not sure how they're going to fund it. Well, you need to hear what it's doing to you, potentially. And so Congressman Barry Moore, who was on the show just a couple of days ago, I've got a clip from him, and he did a great job on the floor of the House the other day, literally pointing out that what's happening right now is that the Democrats appear to be doubling down. They're even introducing a tax on you as to heating your home just in time for the winter. Copper, go ahead and play clip two.
Madam Speaker, Democrats are always looking for a new way to pick your pocket. Their latest scheme tucked away in their reconciliation bill is the Heat Your Home tax, just in time for winter. This tax would eliminate almost 90,000 American jobs and increase Americans' heating bills by up to $242 per year. Paying from the Heat Your Home tax will hit Americans who are already suffering from the Biden energy crisis. The national average for a gallon of gasoline reached $3.38 on Monday, the most Americans have paid since Biden was vice president. And the heating home costs are already projected to rise as much as 54% on some of the homes and the households in America. This crisis is driven by bad policies. On Joe Biden's first day in office, he killed 11,000 American jobs by blocking the Keystone Pipeline. Basically, Joe Biden's energy policy is this. You kill the Keystone Pipeline, then you allow Russia a green light to build a pipeline, then you beg OPEC to increase production, and you buy solar panels from China. And with that, Madam Speaker, I yield back.
That was epic. Epic. My brother, Barry Moore, served together in the state legislature together. You like that one, Copper? That was
Oh, yes. Loud and clear.
It was loud and clear. And yes, he was on the show here Monday. That is Congressman Barry Moore from Alabama, serves down in the Wiregrass region by Medothan and all that area, and doing a great job, far more conservative than many members of Congress, one of the more conservative members of our Alabama delegation, laying it on thick right there and pointing out that you're literally looking at, if the Biden administration gets its way, a tax on heating your house. What? Okay, that does impact everybody. Don't tell me that's just we're only going to tax the billionaires. Well, they need to pay their fair share. No, you're looking at taxing everybody. I've got a storyline right here by DeRoy Murdoch. Charlene and I met DeRoy Murdoch up in D.C. not long ago. Nicest guy. And he actually quotes, by the way, remember that song, The Tax Man by the Beatles? And there's a line in the song. It says, if you drive a car, I'll tax the street. If you try to sit, I'll tax your seat. If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat. If you take a walk, I'll tax your feet. That's a song by the Beatles called The Tax Man. Well, he's using that in an article that he wrote, or an op-ed he wrote here on Fox News. And he says, leave it to Joe Biden to hike taxes on those who smoke tobacco and those who are trying to stop smoking tobacco. Gonna get you coming and going. Well, so he points out that the Americans for Tax Reform has records that indicate that during his campaign, Joe Biden, now President Joe Biden, said in public speeches approximately 41 times that he would not raise taxes on anyone who makes less than $400,000 a year. In other words, I'm going to raise some of your taxes, but certainly not if you're under $400,000. Well, that's not working out, because here's the Build Back Better plan, right? The Build Back Better plan has taxes built all in it. And when you start researching what's in it, you find things like, okay, according to the Tax Foundation, Biden's 2,456-page bill, as currently written, has a 100% increase in cigarette taxes, for one, to $2.01 a pack, $2, whatever. They're literally looking at putting a $2 tax per pack. And then if you dip, if you're one of those who's got Skoal or you want to chew and you got your Red Man, I'm just telling you right now, that's climbing. You're looking at up to $2 tax per can. That's a 1,677% increase. And then the tax on tobacco pouches is going to rise to $2.40. And so there you are. All your tobacco products are getting taxed exponentially. But then he points out, okay, let's say you're trying to get off of smoking, and you're vaping, and you know, looking at vaping as being your way out. Well, guess what? Tax on vaping goes from $0 to $2.22 per vaping pod. $2.22 per vaping pod. Can you imagine? So basically, they're getting you smoking or non-smoking, trying to smoke or quit smoking. They're going to raise your taxes. That's built into the bill as we speak. Don't tell me that's not a tax on people who make less than $400,000 a year. Don't tell me that heating tax is literally just unreal. Well, folks, I'm going to open the phone lines here a bit, but I got to tell you this. The Babylon Bee cracks me up. So even though this is not a funny subject, all right, taxation is not a funny subject, the Babylon Bee can make satire out of most anything. And I've got a thing on my Twitter page right now that just literally cracked me up with the Babylon Bee. They are so good at what they do. And so they had one this morning that said the Biden administration, where is it? I'm going to go find it. Here it is. Yeah, here it is. Janet Yellen proposes a tax on the coins that you acquire in Mario Brothers. So, I mean, just a spoofing, but literally what they're saying is they're coming after everything you got. Coming after everything you got. All right, so Copper, you got somebody that sent a message to you. You want to relay that to me? What's going on there? Copper.
Yes, sir. He was still on the phone. So somebody who works at ULA said he wanted to stay anonymous and didn't want to come on air, but he said 6 weeks ago a video was sent to all the employees at ULA. The CEO put together a video where he accused a worker at the nursing home where his father-in-law stayed of being unvaccinated, infecting his father-in-law with COVID, resulting in his father-in-law's death. And he came out with a bunch of other numbers and statistics and so on, like a 17-minute video. And then 1 week after that, the vaccine was mandated.
Wow. So, and this was sent to all the employees of United Launch Alliance?
Correct.
Huh. Well, I'll tell you, was it a man or a woman that called in?
A man.
Okay. Well, sir, I'm going to tell you right now, and I respect the fact that you want to remain anonymous, so I'm not going to disclose who you are. But if you are willing to send in that video, if you've got a means by which you can forward that to us, we'll take a look at it. But it also sounds like the CEO of ULA, who we've been talking about on the show, is discharging employees well ahead of the Biden mandates, and doing so this week, and even for a while there had state assistance to help train the replacements. If he's dealing with some personal issues in his life, I'm sorry for that, but that does not excuse the termination of employees who, like William yesterday, has been with you for 21 years. And at some point, you have to have some loyalty and some sense of compassion as you move into the holiday season. And so to the employee who just called in and said, ULA, everybody got a copy of that video, and the video seems to indicate the emotional state or the presence of mind, if you will, of the CEO of ULA. Send that to us. Call back to the station. Give Copper your email address, or we'll give you our email address, and you can send that to us, and we would love to have it. I'm going to tell you right now. All right, folks, heading towards a short break right now. Going to come back and wrap up the show. You want to call in? You can. 866-494-9866. Close out the day with some of your thoughts. But I'm just telling you, it's been a full day. Right Side Radio, though, we're here on it. We're seeing the news break as we speak. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, got an update here from State Senator Arthur Orr, who just texted me to let me know he's very frustrated. I am too. He said that the folks at AIDT, if you recall, they're the ones who have the trailer out there at ULA, the United Launch Alliance, the ones that the employees looked at and thought, you know what? It looks like the state of Alabama is here to train our replacements. Well, we're being laid off this week. And that just feels very crass. That feels very insensitive. That feels very ambiguous if you get down to it, based upon the fact that the governor said, we don't support vaccine mandates, but we're going to help you companies that are losing people to your vaccine mandates. That's just mixed messaging, and it's wrong. Well, he's telling me right now that AIDT, and by the way, I know Ed Castile, who runs AIDT. He's a good guy. But AIDT is waffling now. After coming out in the news in the 1819 news article that I read you earlier, which is up online, they are quoted as saying, yes, they were suspending operations and the trailer was going to be gone, and assuring a member of the legislature. And now they're saying they're trying to figure out how to do this because they have a signed agreement with ULA, which tells me that ULA is pushing back and demanding that they keep the trailer there. And that, folks, is an issue. And I take issue with that. More to come on that. We'll see how that goes. Hey, I got a caller on line two. Let me go ahead and go to that. Line two, Paul from Athens. Hey, Paul, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Yes, I feel issue of taxes is this there. Every time I hear that phrase, pay your fair share, it makes me cringe. I've heard that for decades. Decades. That's the Democrats' way of fostering class warfare between the population there, middle class versus the millionaires. But you know, that's what they do. And it's often been said, Bill, you don't get a job from a poor man. Okay, now everybody wants to be rich there, but I don't. Yeah, I'd like to be rich too, but I don't envy the rich man there. It's capital. It's called capitalism. That's what produces jobs there. You don't get a job from a poor man.
Yeah, Paul, that's a great point. You make it, and you make it well. Hey, Paul, thanks for calling in. That's a worthy point. That literally, the poor man will work, and a poor man, there is no shame in being poor. But the ones who actually provide the jobs are typically not the poor. They are providing the poor the jobs. And that's got to be considered. And so this, you're right, that whole fair share thing, I take issue with that too, Paul, and I appreciate you saying that. There is no definition of what a fair share is. They just use the term because it sounds cool. And I used to see it all the time in Montgomery. Well, we need to get people paying their fair share because education needs more. We don't fund education to the proper level. But when I went to the podium one time, I'd had enough. I went to the podium of the well of the Senate, and one of my colleagues from across the aisle was at the podium, and she was saying, we don't fund education fully in this state. I asked her, I said, what does fully funding mean? She had zero answer. None. I mean, if you ask them what is a fair share in taxes, they don't have a response. Well, it's more than what they're paying now. Well, how much are they paying right now? Do you know? Well, they're not paying enough. I mean, you gotta have facts and figures, folks, because...
Well, they never define what's enough there. It's all about class envy.
Well, and you're right, Paul. And by the way, I apologize. I didn't realize you were still hanging there with me. I thought you'd already gone and were listening to the show. But Paul, thanks for calling in. And you are right. They are producing class envy. And that's absolutely divisive. It just creates more schisms in society. But it's all about what they're trying to do, divide and conquer, right? Intersectionality, finding your intersections, because surely we can't be running on the same road together. We got to be intersecting. All right, folks. Full day, breaking news, things happening. But you got Right Side Radio, and we'll be back again tomorrow at 2 p.m. Going to have the Grand Council tomorrow. That'll be good. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Coming up now, you got the great one, Mark Levin, and more of what we got as solid conservative, just plain right tomorrow. See you then.